It's recording. Look at it go.
My levels seem appropriate.
Babloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. Babloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
Not a sponsor.
It's true. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say... because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-L-O-G-N-A.
I think that's it. I'll just leave that in and then go straight into the intro music.
Yeah, no, with Erica's mother here, it puts a damper on, you know, what I can throw on the TV.
Mm. So no Witcher?
No, we have not watched Witcher since before Sunday.
Mm.
We're about halfway through season two.
Wait, season two? Aren't we on season three?
Nope.
No.
This is season two.
Okay. I don't know. Seemed like a lot happened.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, have you finished it?
I am two episodes in.
Oh, okay. Then I'm further ahead than you, then.
I was going to say, I am finished.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ian with the binge watching. Ah, weird.
Yeah, we really went straight for it.
Well, Witcher's so good. Fun times.
Yeah, I was tossing many a coin. The only thing that I had a tough time with is I thought it was 10 episodes and not 8, so I watched episode 8. With different expectations than I should have had.
Oh, so you were bummed because it was not a big ending?
Well, it was. I was like, it was a totally satisfying ending. I just wasn't prepared for an ending.
I gotcha.
Sartut for the win. I did manage to finish Hawkeye, though.
Yeah, so. That was good.
Oh, I haven't even started that yet. I hear it's good.
That was a good job.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There's one thing that I'm... Yeah, I can't bring it up. Like, I can't even talk about it. There's one thing that I'm like... Wait, where are you going with that? And then, you know, I'm sure they're going to pick it up in the next whatever Marvel thing, but...
Sure. Yeah.
I enjoyed that show. It was good.
I'll check it out here, hopefully soon.
And I'm excited because Netflix gave me an alert today and said, hey, any second now, we're going to drop Cobra Kai season 4. And I'm like, all right. Cobra Kai, never die.
Season 4?
Yeah, baby.
Didn't that just start?
I also barely believe it's that far into it.
Oh, I'm so excited. We got, you know, Billy Zabka's teaming up with Daniel LaRusso this season.
Oh, my.
Their powers combined to take on... Do you remember Karate Kid 3, where that other dude shows up from Cobra Kai and helps out? The guy who's like the businessman with his pulled back hair?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so yeah. So that guy is now leading the Cobra Kai dojo. So, the originals have to team up to take him down.
Yeah, he's the one that teaches Daniel to break the kid's nose, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. That's really all I remember from that movie.
So, yeah, big happenings in Cobra Kai. I don't know. There was a new guy who said he was going to listen to the show tonight, but he hasn't joined.
Hmm. From the conversation earlier?
Yep. I think. Yep. Teeth scared him off. I wouldn't know how you pronounce his name anyway. It's like, hey, ps, 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 ps.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it is now.
I don't know what that means, but...
He's trying to get your attention all discreetly.
I guess. Hey. Rick. What? they should bring that skit back. That was classic.
I think it's probably okay where it is.
it always made me laugh, though.
I agree. I just feel like I don't need more.
Well, I can't argue. All right, let's. It's 9:01 to PM. So it's time for perspectives. Let's let this roll.
Nice.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 321st installment. We are back after a holiday break. How's it going, Rainey?
Good. Doing well.
Yeah.
Did you
well to very well.
Did you holiday?
Yes.
I mean, sure. Yes.
Okay.
I drove a long way, visited with some family, and then drove a long way back. So I guess that, yeah.
I got a bottle of Johnny Walker for Christmas. That was nice.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
What came shade?
With some, black.
Okay.
And it came with some nice, like, highball glasses. So that was, you know, one of those gift sets, you know, from the old liquor store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And due to a very weird and long conversation, my sister-in-law sent me a slapstick. You're not going to know what this is. All right. You know,
is that the thing that you slap onto your wrist and it wraps around your wrist?
No.
Slap bracelet?
No. This is a, you know the Christmas song where you have the whip crack?
Yes.
Okay. When you play that in a band, they don't normally allow you to have a whip.
Sure. Yes.
So you have a thing called a slapstick, which is like two boards that are attached with a spring.
Oh, yes.
Right? So when you when you swing it through the air, it opens up and then whacks back together. Right?
I hear you. I can envision it and somewhat hear
it. Right. So we were talking about that. Yeah. The samurai there posted it for you. So we were talking about that the other night. So my sister-in-law sent me one today in the mail. So I got a slapstick.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I'm sure it will have a multitude of uses. moving on. This is the week of 12/29 through January 5th of a whole new year, which is totally going to be better than this year. Totally.
Okay.
I've got confidence. Got faith. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash. Out of the Titans. A little bit complicated here, but we'll power through. On the 13th was Gwenpool versus Moon Knight. Did you manage to Gwenpool? I did.
I had some saved up shards, like I said, so I put them in the green and everything was better.
All right. On the 18th was Howard the Duck versus Big Pun. And yesterday was Howard the Duck versus Big Pun. Did you Howard Big Pun?
At least one of the times. Do I still have time to do it again?
Yes.
Okay, then yep, then two of the times.
All right. And then on the 23rd and coming up on the January 2nd is the Spider-Ham versus Spider-Ham mirror match. Did you Spider-Ham him?
Yep.
Did you stun him before he could stun you and then go about your day? Yeah.
Right. Or you'll wait till he runs out of purple and then fire your blue, something like that.
Yeah. Good deal. Look at that. Ian's on a roll.
Yeah, I don't know. I just fired all the powers as I got them charged and it worked out, so.
All right. Storyland. Deadpool, did I not update this at all? Yeah, no? Yes? No. Is Deadpool running right now? Did I save this in a wrong file?
Right now is Honor Among Thieves.
I am a frequent player of this game and support whatever statement you make.
Oh, I just forgot to delete out that line. The next lines are all correct. 12 Days of Marvel, that's what's really going. That'll get you a Kate Pride and a Lucigator. That's kind of like your advent calendar thing there. Honor Among Thieves is running. That'll get you a Hood, a Cho, some Gamora shards. Placement there is Icarus and Cersei. That'll be followed up by the Infinite Pursuit of Quicksilver, Icarus, Cersei. Placement is insert new character here and some Ultron shards. Followed up by Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for some new character shards. And Unstable ISO 8, which will get you Mohawk. New character, those Ultron shards. Placement there is Romper Stomper and some Onslaught shards. Ray, you've got 4 days left in the holiday season.
I finished off the simulator like a week ago.
Oh, got that ham early.
Yeah. Yeah, very early. And then got beat down. So that'll teach me.
Running now is Mind Like a Diamond, which is the Emma Frost. That'll get you Doctor Strange and Emma. Placement is Creepy Bobby and Banner. The next event, I redacted the name because it gives a spoiler for the new character. So we'll get there. And placement in that one is Thing and some Iceman charts. So, let's move to news. Talk about this new character.
All right.
It is none other than 4-star Doc Ock from that there new Spider-Man movie.
Ooh. So, I like Alfred Molina. Tell me more.
Yeah, No Way Home Doc Ock, 4-star, black, blue, and yellow. 9 black, call to arms. Do the worst thing ever, also known as shuffling the board. Dealing damage to the enemy team for each color of friendly tentacle tile on the board, then remove all the friendly tentacle tiles. Passive side of that, whenever you make a blue, black, or yellow match, create a tentacle tile in that color.
Wow.
At the start of the turn, remove all enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles in colors shared with friendly tentacle tiles.
Wow.
So, okay. Man, that's really going to wipe special tiles.
Yeah.
So, he's a really bad foe against Captain Falcon there. Put out a yellow tentacle tile and just destroy all of his protect. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Weird choice that you would go to Captain Falcon, but
I don't know.
I didn't hate it.
I thought it was a weird choice. That I mean, he seems a weird villain for him. But
Once you get it to level 4, it can remove any enemy special tiles.
Nice.
So that I think you definitely need that at 4. That's powerful right there. Blue, a mind of their own, 6 blue. Choose a pair of basic tiles to swap and then convert those into tentacle tiles. Passively, at the start of the turn, if a friendly tentacle tile shares a color with another one, one of them will remake itself onto an adjacent basic tile that does not share a color with other friendly tentacle tiles. If you go up in level, if a tentacle tile is remade, it does some damage. At level 5, it's dealing 594 damage and can also convert enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. So again, man, there aren't going to be any enemy special tiles. Holy smokes. Well, goodbye Polaris teams. You're going to wipe them. Yellow, unbound potential, 7 yellow. Choose a non-yellow tile. Gain 2 AP in that tile's color, restoring health, and grant a burst of health to your allies. If there's a friendly tentacle tile in that color, gain an extra AP. At this point, how is there not going to be a friendly tentacle tile on the board? as you go up level, once you get up to level 5, you're gaining 4 AP and restoring a burst of 426 health. So they're going to cover the board in tentacles, and the enemy is going to have no specials. And that's very interesting. Totally the shutdown versus special tile teams. It'd be fun to see if he can clear them off faster than, like, you know, Carnage can make them.
Right. The race is on.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't hate it. Could be fun.
Yeah, seems reasonably powerful, really.
What do we got here? Release Infinite Pursuit, as we said. He's in placement rewards there. Unstable ASO 8 in progression. Welcome to Shield. You'll get some Doc Ock and Foe's Vault. There's in the Versus, Icebreaker Versus. He's in placement rewards. And his PvP, this is a good one, a Love 8 relationship. I like that name. That's a good name.
I didn't get it at first because I pictured ATE, but.
Oh, no. Yeah. EIGHT, Love 8. There you go. The Doc Ock and Foes vault is running the 30th to the 7th, 80 items. The 4 stars in there are 1 Doc Ock, 1 Quake, and 1 Rando. So there you go, new Doc Ock.
Sweet.
I have not seen that movie, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. Was thinking about going Tuesday, but then remembered that Tuesday is the special day where everybody has a card and gets in cheap, and I'm like, it sounds like too many people.
Yep. Ian, you sit down, we got a teaser for the next one.
Holy smokes, hold on. All right, I'm ready.
The 5-star teaser is Half Mutant. And as we all know, the most famous Half Mutant. This is a 5-star Namor who is half mutant, half Atlantean.
Yeah.
Boom. 5-star Namor.
That seems plausible. There's no outrageousness in that claim.
I would be so stoked.
Except I don't glorious. Know, is Namor appearing in anything?
I don't know if he's in any books right at the moment. Probably not. Unless he's in some Fantastic Four story. That's usually where he pops up. Well, there you go. You got no guesses?
I didn't even know Half Mutant was an option, to be honest.
Right.
No, I feel like if you muddied the waters too early.
Oh, nice.
All I can think of is Namor.
Yes. You can put it on the board. Yes. that Ray will not get that joke. Okay.
No.
Oh, but however, in a similar vein, rest in peace, John Madden.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Right after his big Christmas Day special?
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. Now I'm going to watch it and be sad.
Oh. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. You guys got anything else in the news?
Not that I recall.
No.
All right, let's move along then. Ian, hit me with your top 3.
Top 3. See what we're all about this week. Oh, my goodness. So, this week, we encountered another scenario where the subject matter for the top 3 was so extensive and so robust and so apparently in our wheelhouse, we had to stretch it a little bit. So this week, we are exploring the catalog of the greatest American singer-songwriter known to man, Weird Al Yankovic. And this week, we are focusing on our top 3 Weird Al Yankovic parody songs, as opposed to his originals. So our top 3 Weird Al parody songs. Hopefully this doesn't need as much standard feed forward as I give you, but again, These are just our opinions. These are not his best songs. These are his songs that I enjoy the most, that are official parodies, that, you know, for whatever reason, they made my list. And just to give you guys a little more feed forward, any Weird Al post Running with Scissors, not a lot in my wheelhouse. Because I think when Running with Scissors come out, was that like 96?
I have no idea. 99.
Oh, 99. Jeez, that's even worse than 96. I was well into my experimental early adulthood. That was Weird Al wasn't even on my radar. So, yeah, let's say expect a lot of older Weird Al on my list. A list that I'll start with. My number three is Spam. I love R.E.M. I love that parody. And I love the frequency at which comedy songs are written about Spam.
Okay.
Spam, 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 Spam.
Spamity Spam! Wonderful Spam!
Sorry, that's my favorite Spam song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's just go down the line to Ray.
Mm. Okay. So my number three on parodies is, I don't know, I enjoy this song, An Amish Paradise, The Amish Paradise.
Sure.
That's good, too. That was one of my honorable mentions.
Nice.
I like Amish Paradise.
And I will, I guess I'll qualify all of them as, I don't really know why they're in my top three. Like, I looked at the list and I don't know.
To be honest.
I'm like, I just picked three that I thoroughly enjoy, but I don't really know that they deserve any more credit than the other ones I enjoy.
I agree. That's very fair. I also enjoy Amish Paradise because Coolio was so angry about that song.
Yeah.
it warmed me up to my very core.
And if only, you know, I had gone to the local bar, you know, down the street here and paid that $100 to see Coolio this summer, I could have asked him about it, but I didn't go. What you do?
Why don't you give us a number three?
My number three is a classic, to me, at least anyway. It is Like a Surgeon.
Ah, that makes sense to me. Madonna made your last list, so Madonna parody should make this list. I like that.
You're right there.
I appreciate your consistency.
I love me some Madonna, and, you know, Madonna parody, what could go wrong?
Ah, Dare to Be Stupid was such a good album.
Oh, my gosh. You ain't wrong there.
Mm, that's awesome. All right, let's get around to our number twos. My number two is Lasagna. I like this song because it was a funny... See? just thinking about it kind of makes you chuckle.
Yeah.
And, like, as a bonus, stereotypical way, it slanders Italians, which makes it all that more appealing to me. it checks a lot of boxes for me. That song's hilarious. Ray, where are you?
Oh, hey, that's me. My number two. This one qualified as my number two because in the video, Patton Oswalt makes an appearance, and I enjoy that. Foil. It's all about the aluminum foil.
Nice. I don't think I know that song.
It's Lords Royals, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And the best part about it is halfway through, he starts talking about all these different conspiracy theories because he has to work his way to the foil hat.
Nice.
And, it's enjoyable. I like the video.
Number two, I went to an old school video where you don't even get a copy of the home game. It's I Lost on Jeopardy.
That is an awesome parody and an even better video.
I love that video. It's fantastic.
If I remember correctly, doesn't it have Art Fleming and Don Pardo in the video?
I believe you are correct, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're a complete loser.
Right. I think Al's parents are in that video, too.
Oh, that's fun.
So, good. I like that one. All right. So I will bring it to a start of its natural conclusion with my number one, Smells Like Nirvana.
Nice.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it hit me at a good time. Made me laugh. It was a hilarious video.
That was on my honorable mention.
Yeah, the line with the marbles in his mouth cracks me up.
When you garble, margle, something, something.
Margle, bargle, yeah. Pargle, narzle, vows. that's probably my favorite, I think. Hard to say, but we'll go with that. Ray?
I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was, I think it was Donkey Teeth, but white and Nerdy is my number one.
Yeah, that was the second one on my honorable mention list. I enjoy White Nerdy. That's a good tune.
That's just a fun song.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are definitely ones that I'm less familiar with, but I am aware of it, and it makes me chuckle. And Craig, our resident Al aficionado.
Clearly, the number one parody song of all time is Yoda.
I do like that song a lot.
Met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda. Gotta stop there so we don't have to pay.
Yeah, that's a fine choice. That's a good parody, too.
I enjoy the original Lola, and I also enjoy Yoda. So.
Nice. That's strong. And then you said you have a list of about 100.
I limited it down to three. So I got one more honorable mention. It was not brought up. And yes. You have to go with another one, which is just a great video. You have to go with Fat.
Yeah, you do.
That video is fantastic. There's nothing better than a gag where they're all running down the hallway and the camera's panning along and then the camera keeps going and there's no one in the frame.
And everybody's winded.
And they pay it back because everybody's just standing there trying to breathe.
Yeah, so because I've lived, almost my entire life here in central Pennsylvania, that video was the first time that I had ever heard, that someone had ever referenced the snack cake Ding Dongs.
Ding Dong, yo, man, Ding Dongs.
Ding Dong, yo, Ding Dong. I was like, what is that? And it was explained to me that it is a snack cake. What's that?
You had never had Ding Dongs?
Never.
Do you have Ho-Hos?
Oh, of course. I love Ho-Hos and Twinkies.
Well, the Ho-Hos and Ding Dongs are very similar. That one sounds dirty in a way, sorry.
I don't want any of this taken out of context in any way. That wouldn't be hilarious.
I can't believe you had never had a Ding Dong.
Huh. I'd never even heard of them.
All right. Ray, you got any more mentions?
No, already mentioned.
All right.
I've had many since then.
I bet you have.
You're the worst co-host I've ever had.
Anyway, there you go.
Y'all?
Top three Weird Al parodies. Ian, hit us with some trivia.
All right. Let's see if I can find you what I asked you last week when I asked you that the Nova Empire designation for Earth, C-53. Earth is designated as C-53. This week, we are going to do some Thor the Dark World trivia. In Thor the Dark World, what is the name of Darcy's intern?
Wow.
Darcy has herself a comic relief intern. What is that intern's name?
Darcy has an intern. It's O-S-C-A-R. Aha! Callbacks!
That's all I got, dude. Only one trivia question per week.
Willie, words in the mail.
Okay, doke. So, let's start over at the D3 forums. Godzilla fan said, hopefully you've gotten to love playing with Big Wheel as much as you enjoyed his Silver Age silliness and the names of his powers. I too am sad that he's a 5-star because it'll be quite a while before I get to fully roster him. I did play him a little bit, and those animations are kind of cute, but I don't think he's very powerful. Like, he's interesting. T-Danger author says, okay, let me see if I can do this briefly. Jackson, the Big Wheel, was a guy that somehow got humiliated by the original Rocket Racer. Remember him? Skateboard-themed villain that predated Night Thrasher? I do not remember Rocket Racer.
Nobody does.
Nope.
But he got humiliated, so he paid the terrible Tinker to build the Big Wheel to get back at Rocket Racer. That was pretty much it, except for the stray What About This Guy storyline and a single episode of the 1990s Spider-Man cartoon. I have to think that this loser is showing up into the Spider-Verse sequel, and that's why the devs picked him. But I'm sure you can understand why I'm outraged that this joke villain got turned into a playable character while Batroc remains ignored.
There's a reason for that. Even this lame character is much cooler than Batroc.
I'm skeptical about that
claim.
Not
true in any way.
Yeah.
Speaking of cross-media symmetry, my gut is to say that the clue ties into the Swordsman, a version of which we got in Hawkeye, as he had a big redemption arc in the Avengers comic in the 70s, but it could also be four-star Green Goblin, as I'm pretty sure that that line is from the original Raimi Spider-Man. I believe you're correct in where the line is from, but it was not Green Goblin.
Right, it was from the original Raimi Spider-Man 2.
Yes. So, I mean,
mostly,
you know,
correct.
Obviously, he commented before they announced, so.
Right. I was very close.
Yeah. Stink Palm.
I was definitely on the cusp of greatness.
Stink Palm over on Reddit said, if you see more than one comment from me, it's because I paused the episode to make this comment. I feel that the developers threw Craig the biggest bone for Christmas because we can never give him crap for the absurd power pack, glue-eating, gum-chewing, out of somebody's armpit the characters ever, because the big wheel is now in Puzzle Quest.
Hey, power pack should still totally be viable in this game. I'm sorry. Nothing wrong with power pack.
Never heard of it before you brought him up.
They have their own comic and everything.
A lot of people get their own comic. Anyway.
That's true.
Not the big wheel.
This was interesting. Doll Mistress says there's something vaguely blasphemous about releasing what's essentially a parody ophanim as a at Christmas time. I wasn't even familiar with that word and still barely am, but apparently there is the ophanim is a type of angel depicted in the Bible that pretty much looks like two big wheels put together.
Oh,
I've seen that graphic.
I had to look.
Yeah, the actual Bible descriptions of angels are really bizarre and terrifying.
Yeah, yes. Jordan from Jersey. Based on the clue, I can only assume that next week's episode is top three Weird Al songs, and he gives his list, which I'm actually not going to go into because, as Ian described, we split them up, so I don't want to give anything away, but I might get back to that next week. But Norman B. commented on that and said, let's see two lists, originals and parodies. I don't know if, Ian, you got that idea from Norman, but...
I did not, but I like that we were on the same page. I like it less because I know that he lives locally and is stalking us, but...
seems possible.
I thought he was pretty open about that.
I don't remember.
As long as he mostly targets Craig.
Oh. Okay. And finally, we got a comment from our graphic master, UNC Samurai, says, sadly, there's not enough time to cover it before the holidays are over, but we should have done a top three New Year's celebrations. And he has a list of number three, Sydney, Australia. All the big cities have their parties, but nobody does a fireworks show like Sydney. Mount Olive, North Carolina. That seems a little biased, but he said the pickle company and the University of Mount Olive host an annual pickle drop, which just makes me think of Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
And his number one, I never seen this, but I have to disagree. He says Mobile, Alabama. Their drop is sponsored by Moon Pie, and apparently every place in town sells all sorts of desserts and drinks involving moon pies. That sounds overly sweet and kind of gross, but also it's in Alabama, and I just have...
Right?
As we all,
sounds like a check, double check minus.
As we always know, the best one is whatever one Joel McHale is at, which got canceled this year. Thank you, Fox. Stupid Fox.
Sorry, I enjoyed that tone. That's very much my accusatory tone. Except that I almost always accuse Obama.
All right, so there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah, Samurai, you're right. I will have to instead watch Miley.
I think that's where my TV will be.
Yeah,
Miley I'll be turning and Pete into Davidson. Miley. I mean, come on.
Hopefully, Miley sings something. I'll be happy. All right. Once again, then I'm Hans,
and I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what these boosted characters are all about.
It's totally claps. Check it in post.
It's hundreds of claps. It was nothing but claps. It was delightful. 3-star Captain America is boosted this week. There's a versatile guy who gets you most of your AP back. Does stun, does damage. All around delightful character. Dakin, boosted. more damage from his strike tiles, probably better healing, probably more damage from his blue. I think his blue does stun. I don't know. Human Torch. Red damage, yes. Green damage, yes. Attack damage from his black, also yes. Sentry. AoE that hurts everyone from himself. AoE that hurts everyone except for him. And then something that only hurts him.
Tummy cramps.
So, yeah, that big old strike tile he makes is boosted. Does other things also boosted damage. Star-Lord. Ah, crud. I'm sure the AoE that his ship does is boosted. That'll have to be good enough. Let's talk about Agent Venom. Because he's a 4-star, and he is boosted. His red is going to deal more damage, depending on your AP levels. More AoE from his take cover, and then more damage from his military might. And his alien weakness hurts you a smidge more, but nothing significant. Lizard. He's a guy who does some stuff. He's got a green AoE that's going to be boosted. More damage from his black. And the repeaters from his purple are going to be
boosted. It took me a minute to catch on to that Taco Bell commercial.
Who we got next? Oh, good old Mr. Fantastic. Constantly reworked Mr. Fantastic. More blue damage. Better special tiles from Imaginat. And that little bit of health is a little bit more-er. We've got Shuri. She's nice and boosted this week. More damage from the Twin Blasters. And more damage from Fortified Matches. And lastly, Yondu is boosted in the 4-stars. It looks like his blue, both halves of his blue, are going to do more damage and bigger strike tiles. And more health from his other two abilities. Oh, now this is the end. All right, 5-star Black Widow, more damage from purple, more damage from red, and more damage from her black named red in my ledger. Man, I feel like that was unnecessary.
The fact that they couldn't just make red in my ledger be the red power?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's really hurtful.
Yeah.
Not Crimson Band's hurtful, but close. All right, let's see what... Now that we don't have to go through any intermediaries, we need no profits, we have just straight null. What's that guy up to? Is he working on Venom 3, the movie? Probably. He's also summoning better dragons with bigger strike tiles and more AoE, and his purple attack tiles even better. Alright, let's see. Heimdall, you're doing stuff. Your self-heal is better. Your red damage is also better. And last but not least, Hela is boosted this week, so her knives out more larger strike tiles, more damage from Death's best friend, and stronger attack tiles from Death Becomes Her. Let's see what Samurai says. This week, Death's best friend is your best friend. Hela can deal damage, make a lot of specials, and remove enemy specials. 4-star players get Agent Venom's black, and that's a giant chunk of damage for cheap. It would be nice if Shuri and Heimdall played nicely, but she needs red to make fortified tiles, and he needs it for damage. I guess add Lizard and hope those repeaters actually make it to the top of the board. It would also be nice if Heimdall wasn't just plain awful. Well, that's just rude. He tries his best. You're so judgy. So, listen to me now, and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Ray, here you've got a confundus team-up time. Hit me.
A what?
Confusing team-up time.
Okay. I don't know that it's that confusing this week. Next week it may be, because I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. But this I actually saved over. It was from Auberman, who is coming up with, if you recall, Havoc teams, per Ian's request. And this is a 5-star Havoc team. So you start off obviously with Havoc. So, and it's compared to the last week, the last show, it's not last week's. It is a more survivable team, clearly 5 stars, but he needs to have support from characters that don't use red or blue. So in this case, he's going with 5-star Storm and 5-star Professor X, while providing active powers on every color, for 10 green, Ice Storm will destroy all the tiles in a given color. This will make red and blue more prevalent. For 9 yellow, you've got a power that will convert team-up tiles into the color of your choice, likely red or blue, to fuel your havoc, and making some charge tiles of that color as well. Professor X pairs well with Storm's tile-changing shenanigans, since his passive will be triggering more often on the match fours. And then you've got his black passive will be more effective since both of the other characters on your team are X-Men. And then you've got his purple, which will also hit like a ton of bricks. So that seems like a pretty solid X-Men team.
Havoc, that is totally not the team I thought you were talking about this week.
Yeah, I mentioned a different team previously, but I don't know how they work, so we're not doing that one yet.
Thanks for the heads up.
Havoc. he has it a 5-3-5, Storm at a 3-5-5, and then Professor X, you got a choice. 5-5-3 for more damage, or 3-5-5 to slow down the enemy a bit more. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Thanks to Alberman, and thanks to Unify.
Ian, you got Steam open?
I'm getting there. I've got a lot of pop-ups.
Talking about pop music.
Man. I don't know what just happened, but that was a lot. All right, I'm readier than I was a moment ago.
We'll do it, Doug.
What do I open up here? Oh, these guys. Latest legend token. Is it? Hey, it's a bishop. I almost certainly need that. Great. That takes my bishop to a 2-2-1.
All right. I've got 6. What do you got, Ray?
I got 5. So I guess...
Do you want to go first or second?
I guess I got the slightly shorter, so I'll go first.
All right.
I'm looking for Ultron that's not blue. That's what I'm looking for. First one is 4-star, Jubilee. Number 2 is also a 4-star. I don't know that symbol. Oh, Blob. Okay. That's okay. 3rd is Nico. Number 4 is another Blob. Hey, this time I recognize the symbol. And finally, come on, 5. Nope, all 4-stars. We've got another Lockjaw.
All right. Good vibes for me then. First one, Mockingbird. Number 2, Cletus. Number 3, Scorpion. I'm looking good so far. Number 4, worst actress ever. Number 5, Misty Knight. And number 6, oh, there's a purple. Circe, Gift of Transmutation. We got one good thing there. Oh, I don't have a Circe. So, there you go, my first Circe.
Hooray!
What do I have? What characters am I missing then? Scroll. Oh, does that get me all the characters? Oh, I think that gives me all the characters.
Hooray!
That's fun. Thanks always, this guy.
This guy.
What's on
You got a big wheel then. That's who I'm missing. I still don't have big wheel.
Yeah, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We've got all. We don't have all varieties of podcasts, but we do have quite a few good podcasts that if you would like to expand your listening horizons, go to soontobenamednetwork.com for direct access to all of our shows.
.com.
Yes?
Yes? I don't know. I was trying to find Big Wheel to see how many of those I'd gotten just to...
Craig, I made it.
Uh-oh.
I made it to 120. I'm at shield clearance level 10.
Woohoo! Look at that. Jeez.
It only took 8 years.
Ian's in the game.
So Donkey Teeth apparently asked what Blob symbol is. It is not a plate of hamburgers. It is a gold necklace with an X on it.
Oh.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
No.
No, he says. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. It's nice to be back on the air. We're on next week. You can listen to that. Comment, suggestions, shoot to Bitray. He needs more team-ups. Send him some. Explain them if you have to. Comment, suggestions. That's his way. If you want to click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself some New Year's things. We could use some fundies. Click on our banner. And that's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the ghost of Elvis is living in my den. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.